So as I mentioned before, we issued two requests for comments in 2019 with specific questions. We received almost 100 comments from a wide variety of stakeholders, both within the U.S. and internationally. We created a report that synthesizes the comments posed here and basically explain and explore measures to bolster the understanding and reliability of IP rights for emerging technologies such as AI. Most views of the commenters were that the current patent laws and IP laws can address the evolution of AI, namely that there did not need to be changes to the patent laws to adopt to AI. And just some highlights is we have issued guidance on subject matter eligibility and disclosure of computer-implemented inventions equipped to handle AI that I'll discuss more in the future. And the growing, the other concern is that the growing use or pervasive use of AI, affects maybe how the USPTO and the courts will assess the hypothetical person of skill in the art for disclosure and non-obviousness requirements. And there was no basically majority opinion around the AI impact on prior art. So Matt, if you would advance to the AI report continued. So, there are various categories of AI inventions, those that embody an advance in the field itself, like a new neural network, inventions that apply AI to other fields beyond the AI itself. And then there are inventions that may be facilitated or produced by the AI itself. There's sort of a definitional thing of narrow versus general AI. The narrow AI would be a system that handles a single or a limited range of tasks, or the general or what they call a strong AI are things where they're capable of a wide range of tasks and they have an intelligence, machine intelligence akin to that possessed by a human that's, and beyond. It's more the theoretical possibility that may arise in the future. So with that, I'll move to the next slide on patents, AI-related issues. I'm moving into the policy issues. Those go to inventorship, claim interpretation, subject matter eligibility, disclosure requirements, definiteness, and prior art with other AI considerations. So Matt, if you could advance to the next slide that says inventorship. This is been an issue that has, come up within the last couple of years in a more concrete fashion. So with respect to the PTO's view of current inventorship law is that an inventor must be a human. The way the patent definitions are of an inventor is an individual or collective group of individuals. Also, the Federal Circuit has expressly stated, not in the AI context, that only natural persons can be inventors. So our view under the USPTO's regulations and MPEP, they reflect that the inventorship must be a natural person. If you would move to the next slide, it says inventorship Davis. So while we've taken this position within the last few years, there were some applications filed naming a machine as the inventor. The machine's name is Davis, D-A-V-U-S. We got these applications since the applicant or the person applying for it was sort of conspicuous about the fact that the named person as the inventor was a machine and not a human. We picked it up and noticed that there was no person named, and we issued a notice to file missing parts indicating that there needed to be a human inventor named. The applicant responded to that with a petition requesting that the director vacate the notice to file missing parts and accept the naming of the machine as the inventor. The petitioner basically stated that the machine created the invention and that inventorship should not be limited to human persons. Since our view is that the current statutes and case law and regulations that implement that law require that inventorship be limited to natural persons, we denied that petition. And not surprisingly, I think in August, the person who applied for these patents filed civil action in the Eastern District of Virginia, challenging us on that. So I guess, within a year or so, there will be a decision on whether or not you need to be a natural person or whether inventorship is limited to natural persons. So I'll move to the next slide, is inventorship practical considerations. So For our current view is that a natural person has to contribute to the conception of the inventor, but that a person can use AI as a tool to facilitate the invention process, and that doesn't take away from the fact that the natural person is still the inventor. So the natural person can still can contribute to the conception of an invention through a number of ways, and the fact that there's a AI aid to the inventing process doesn't stop that person from being named as the inventor.